In the early 1960s, early morning walkers on Red Road, near the Maidan in Calcutta, ploughed through the wintry mist bundled in warm clothing that had been rescued from their attics and dry-washed at bandbox dry cleaners. The Bengali Babu draped in his customary shawl and the British Indian settler in his heirloom jacket treaded the same grass on the Maidan, now awash with overnight dew. The distant honking of the occasional Plymouth or the standard cars and the clanging of the footbell by the tram drivers apart, the mornings were quiet, yet invigorating. A little later, over a cup of steaming Darjeeling tea, Britannia thin arrowroot biscuits, and a copy of The Statesman, the gentlemen ordered their servants to get their suits and dinner jackets steam-pressed in preparation for the champagne evenings at Sky Room, Trinkas and Blue Fox on Park Street, at Furpo's and at Princess on the Chowrangi. Uniformed bearers and stewards, in black bow ties and contrasting white shirts, waited to receive their patrons and the Mem Sahibs, both original as well as the English-tutored ones, as they alighted from their gleaming motor cars. Walking into one of the restaurants or nightclubs, one expected a musical fare, imported directly from the West, to go with the continental cuisine and black label whiskey on offer. Eddie Calvert and Frank Sinatra numbers were as popular as the cakes that disappeared from the counters at Flurry's across the road, as was Moon River by Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini, that had won the Academy Award recently.